Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Brothers, sisters, my dear listeners السلام عليكم ورحمته وبركاته Welcome to Keys of Life مفاتيح الحياة coming to you from IRIB English Radio One of the keys of life we've been talking about is food and eating And with the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we finished talking about this topic. There's just one more thing I want to discuss with you today, and that is the sunnah of the Prophet. What did the Prophet used to do and when it comes to food and drinks? And obviously, Allah says in the Quran, وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ In the Prophet, you have an example. So if I want to learn how to eat and drink and do all these things, I have to look at my Prophet. I have to look at my guide, my role model, my hero, which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm going to be sharing with you some hadiths in regards to how the Prophet used to conduct himself when it comes to food. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, he said, "Utiya al-Nabi bita'am," they brought food to the Prophet. فَأَدْخَلَ إِصْبَعُهُ فِيهِ And he put his finger in the food. فَإِذَا هُوَ حَارٌ He found out that this food was hot. فَقَالَ Then the Prophet says, دَعُوهُ حَتَّى يَبْرُدْ Leave it until it becomes cold. فَإِنَّهُ أَعْظَمُ بَرَكَةٍ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُطْعَمْنَ الْحَارِ For it has more blessings and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not fear us that which is hot. So first thing we have to learn when it comes to the Prophet, he never used to eat hot food. One, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he says, كان النبي إذا أكل طعاما يقول The Prophet, when he is about to eat a food, he says, اللهم بارك لنا فيه وارزقنا خيرا منه The Prophet would say, Oh Allah, make it blissful food for us and give us something even better. And he says, وَإِذَا أَكَلَ لَبَنًا And when he drinks yogurt, أو شربة, أو he drinks it, he says, اللهم بارك لنا فيه, Oh Allah, bless it for us. وَارْزُقْنَا فِيهِ And make it a source of sustenance for us. Okay? Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, and he talks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he says, مَا أَكَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ متكئاً منذ بعثه الله عز وجل إلى أن قبضه He never ate while reclining on a seat or on a wall from the moment he was sent as a messenger until the moment he died. He never ate while his back is against a chair or against a wall. He would always bend forward when he eats. Okay, that's three. And he says, وَكَانَ يَأْكُلُ أَقْلَةُ الْعَبِيدِ He would sit and eat in the same way that servants used to sit and eat. وَيَجْلُسُ جِلْسَتَهُ And he sits in the same way that a servant would sit. قُلْتُ The person who was listening to Imam Sadiq said, And why is that? Why does he used to do this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? He says, قَالَ تَوَاضَعًا لِلَّهِ He's humble in front of his Lord. And also was narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that he says, كَرِهَ النَّبِيُّ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ بِشِمَالِهِ أَوْ يَشْرُبْ بِهَا He never eats with his left hand, nor does he drink with it. Leave that thought in your mind. Let us take a short break, and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book, مفاتيح الحیات, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafati, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فروندرخت کاری اینجا کم سواب داره، دعا هم داره، سواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دیگه، اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره، همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
وقتی میخوای کشاورزی کنی یه قدر گندم بگیر رو به قبله بیست این دعا رو بخون، اینم هم امام گفته دیگه.
When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned.
تو نظام اسلامی این جلد دوم جاش خالی.
We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he does not use his left hand for drinking or eating. Obviously, me and you, we should also do the same. One narrator says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaj'alu yaminahu li'aklihi wa shirbihi wa wudu'ihi. His right hand is designated for three things: food, drinking, and wudu. So when it comes to these three things, he would never use his left. Also, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا يأكل حرا حتى يبرد. He would never eat anything hot until it is cold. And he used to repeat the same dua that I read to you from Imam al-Husayn عليه السلام. And also, إذا أكل سما, when he eats, he says بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأكل بثلاث أصابع, and he would eat with three fingers. ومما يليه, and he eats from the food that is in front of him. And then the hadith says ولا يتناول من بين يدي غيره, and he would not take any food that is next to someone else. ويؤتي بالطعام فيشرع قبل القوم, when he sits he is the first to eat. ثم يشرعون, so he, when he eats, he's the quickest one to eat because he want to make them feel comfortable so they could eat as well. ويأكل بأصابعه الثلاث, three fingers, الإبهام والتي هي تليها الوسطى وربما استعان بالرابعة, so he would eat with his thumb and the three fingers that are close to it. And then he says يأكل بكفه, he would use his whole hand. ولم يأكل بإصبعين, he never ate with two fingers. I mean, look at chopsticks, two fingers, sometimes we use a spoon with two fingers. ويقول, and he says, إن الأكل بإصبعين هو أكلة الشيطان. Eating with two fingers is the way the shaitan eats. So it is something that is not recommended. Also was narrated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا يأكل الثوم ولا البصل ولا الكراث. He does not eat onions, garlic, or the green onions. ولا العسل الذي فيه المغافير, and not the honey that has a bit of flavor, which is has a bit of garlic into it. وهو ما يبقى من الشجر في بطون النحل فيلقيه في العسل فيبقى ريح في الفم. The مغافير is, he says, it is a sort of tree remains that stays in the bee, and the bee usually they throw that remains of trees or flowers in the asal and gives it a bit of flavor. It gives a bit of smell. The Prophet would never eat that. Now, many people said, but onions and garlic, they have a lot of benefits. Yes, they do. But each one, depending on his position, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam, because he's constantly sitting with people and talking to people, eating too much garlic or eating onions, it will make his mouth smell. And usually garlic stays in the mouth for a couple of days. So he can't hurt and harm other people with his smell. He has to make sure his mouth is always fresh. So if I and you want to eat garlic and onions and all these things, we have to make sure that we're not going to see people or sit amongst gatherings very often, because we're going to harm them. And even in salah, it is makruh, not recommended, disliked, to eat garlic and go pray. Even the malaika would be annoyed of that smell. Now, alhamdulillah, You can take garlic pills and then problem is solved if you like garlic. And also Anas says, مَا ذَمَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ طَعَامًا قَطْ. He never complained or spoke ill of any type of food. He says, كَانَ إِذَا أَعْجَبَهُ أَكَلَهُ وَإِذَا كَرَهُ تَرَكَهُ. If he likes the food, he eats it. If he doesn't like it, he just leaves it. He doesn't talk about it. He doesn't say, oh, I don't like this. He will never do that. We will leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.